AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Family of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie is renewing their plea for their mother's kidnapper to contact them. On Savannah Guthrie's Instagram, her brother Cameron Guthrie also asked for proof that 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie is alive.
This is Cameron Guthrie. I'm speaking for the Guthrie family. Whoever is out there holding our mother, we want to hear from you. We haven't heard anything directly. We need you to reach out, and we need a way to communicate with you so we can move forward. But first, we have to know that you have our mom. We want to talk to you, and we are waiting for contact.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos says authorities have not identified any suspects or persons of interest. Authorities believe she was taken against her will from her home in Tucson over the weekend. In other news, the Trump administration has launched its TrumpRx website for discounted drugs. AP correspondent Ben Thomas tells us more.
President Trump says TrumpRx will help patients buy prescription drugs directly and at a discounted rate, promising at its unveiling Thursday.
You're going to save a fortune.
The government-hosted website is not a platform for buying medications. Instead, it's set up as a facilitator, pointing Americans to drug makers' direct-to-consumer websites where they can make purchases. It also provides coupons to use at pharmacies. Trump stressed the lower prices were made possible by his pressuring pharmaceutical companies.
The American people were effectively subsidizing the cost of drugs for the entire world, and it's not going to happen any longer. We ended it. Everybody knew it was unfair.
TrumpRx launches with over 40 medications, including weight loss drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy. I'm Ben Thomas.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Job openings are at their lowest level in more than 5 years. AP correspondent Donna Warner has more.
The Labor Department says job vacancies fell to 6.5 million in December from 6.9 million in November. That's the least number of job openings since September 2020. Layoffs rose slightly, and the number of people quitting their jobs was essentially unchanged at 3.2 million. But economic growth is still strong. GDP, the nation's output of goods and services, advanced from July through September at the fastest pace in 2 years. Economists aren't sure if hiring will accelerate to catch up to strong growth or if growth will slow to reflect a weaker labor market. Donna Warder, Washington.
U.S. futures and Asian shares traded mostly lower today, tracking Wall Street's losses as technology stocks again dragged on markets. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.